they cope?
That's another good question, Bob. And now that people are living longer, retirement can last for 30 years or more.
Hmm.
But there are plenty of things you can do to fill up your time. You can do part-time work or volunteer work. You can even start a completely different career if you want to. And then, of course, there might be grandchildren to lend a hand with. So, Heather, old age doesn't have to be boring. In fact, some elderly people find that they're almost as busy when they retire as they were when they were working full-time.
I hope that answers your question, Heather. Let's look at another one. Richard from Portland is concerned about the issue of overpopulation. He asks, will there be enough resources on the planet if everybody lives until they are 100?
First of all, Richard, it isn't everybody who lives until they're 100. It's only people in the developed world. And the elderly in the developed world are a relatively small percentage of the global population. The increase in population is caused by the high birth rate in developing countries. And sadly, many of these children never reach old age. So the question of having enough resources relates more to the population explosion in those countries, really, and not on the longer life expectancy in the West.
All right. Now we have time for one more question. Jesse from Dallas asks, do the elderly have a problem with loneliness?
The thing you have to bear in mind here is that a lot of people today are living longer. This means that there will be a whole group of people just like you when you get old. The important thing is for you to accept your age, and other people will accept you. There really is no reason to be lonely.
And that's very good news for all of us. Laura, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
File 2B, Listening.
Hello, and welcome to the program. Today we're talking about old age, and we've asked our listeners to send in their questions. As usual, we have our expert, Laura, here in the studio with me to answer those questions. Hello, Laura.
Good morning.
Are you ready for the first question, Laura?
Yes, Bob.
Okay, then. It's from Maggie in Nashville. Maggie says, why are old people always so miserable?
Well, I'm glad Maggie asked that question, Bob. The elderly have a terrible reputation for being miserable, but we've found out that it isn't actually true. According to our research, older people tend to be happier than young people. This is because they don't have so many things to worry about. Their children have left home, and so they can enjoy the freedom this brings with it. So, Maggie, just to set the record straight, old people aren't miserable.
Thanks for clearing that up for us, Laura. On to the next question. It's from John in New Haven. John asks, is there a typical age when people start getting sick?
That's an interesting one. Many people think that people are programmed to get sick when they get old because of something in their genes. But this isn't true. People get sick if they have an unhealthy lifestyle. If you've taken care of yourself over the years, exercising enough and eating the right food, for example, then chances are that you'll be healthy in your old age. So, no, John, there isn't a typical age when you start getting sick. It depends, really, on how well you cared for yourself when you were younger.
Okay. Here's another question for you, Laura. This one is from Heather in New Orleans. She says, old age must be really boring. People have been working hard all their lives, and then suddenly they're expected to sit back and do nothing.